We have all these, the history of innovation rationalizes what's happened in all these very, very strange ways. But I think it's more than just an intellectual blind spot. I think it's also a psychological blind spot where we find ourselves, you know, very, very attracted to competition in one form or another. We find it reassuring if other people do things. The word ape already in the time of Shakespeare meant both primate and imitate. And there is something about human nature that's deeply mimetic, imitative, ape-like, sheep-like, lemming-like, herd-like. And it's this very, very problematic thing that we need to always think through and try to overcome. And there is always this question about competition as a form of validation, where we go for things that lots of other people are going for. And it's not that there is wisdom in crowds. It's not when lots of people are trying to do something that that's proof of it being valuable. I think it's when lots of people are trying to do something that is often proof of insanity. There are 20,000 people a year who move to Los Angeles to become movie stars. About 20 of them make it. I think the Olympics are a little bit better because you have a, you know, you can sort of figure out pretty quickly whether you're good or not. So it's, there's a little bit less of a deadweight loss to society.